Hello, new listeners and old listeners. You have tuned in once again to The Grind on punkradiocast.com. My name is Chris. I'll be your host, and you are listening to volume 52 of the show. We've got a bit of an indie Canadian rock show. That's sort of the focus of today's volume for you. We've got an interview with Vancouver-based band Said the Whale. We talked to Tyler Bancroft, one of the guitarists and vocalists in that band. And then we also, in the show, have three From the Mailbox artists. All of these artists are actually coming from Ontario, Canada, and quickly list off the names: Ministry of Zen, Mudmen, and 40 Sons and Daughters. So stay tuned for those bands following the interview with Tyler from Said the Whale. Up now, though, let's get into a track from Said the Whale. This is off of their brand new EP, released digitally and on vinyl. No CDs for them. This is called Love is Art, Sleep Through Fire, on The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
She knows the secret of the way into a lover's heart, a simple kiss in the breathlessness of the dark, a sweet caress, two lips pressed together hard, is simply bliss, but it's not the hard part. It's in the whispered words that come out from the start and define the fine lines between love and art, and in time you'll find it's just a lover's art.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Grind on punkradiocast.com. We are doing the indie rock thing today. Happy Friday to you. We have Tyler Bancroft of the Vancouver band Said the Whale on the phone. How are you today, my friend?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very, very good. We were talking a little bit before we started rolling here, and you were saying that you're enjoying some magnificent weather to come home to from your previous tour.
Yeah, it's when Vancouver gets nice, it's something we all just cross our fingers that it lasts, because it's not that often that we get weather like this here.
Exactly. Just coming off of a 14-date cross-Canadian tour, including dates at the North by Northeast Festival and Scene Fest in St. Catharines. How is all of that for you? How was Said the Whale received on these dates?
Jeez, there's only 14 dates, hey? It feels like it was a lot longer than that. We were kind of stationed in Toronto for 5 days and stationed in Ottawa for 5 days. So I guess things kind of felt a bit longer than it actually was. But the shows were great. We actually didn't end up playing that Scene Fest show.
Okay.
We played this Canada Day show on Parliament Hill in Ottawa. And it turned out there was rehearsals that kind of started earlier than we thought they did, and so it overlapped that show. So that didn't work out, but all in all, the shows were great.
Gotcha. Now, for people that might not be familiar with the band, you guys have been around since about 2006 as this group. Correct me anytime I start spouting off wrong information here.
It was 2007, actually.
2007.
That we kind of, did the full band thing.
Okay. You, yourself and the other guitarist, vocalist Ben, sort of one of the founding members of the group. At the start of the year, you guys switched up your bassist, who was also a founding member of the group. What sort of changes have you seen within the band, musically or just personally, having Peter Carruthers in here now?
Well, let's see. I mean, Jeff had been with us from the very beginning, and he kind of, you know, I had played in bands with him, you know, all through high school and stuff. And I guess he just kind of decided that music wasn't really the path that he was intending on taking in life. And so we got a friend, Peter, who used to play in a local band called Lotus Child. And it's definitely different musically with Peter because he's a, you know, super, super tight bass player and mm-hmm. went through the Capilano College jazz program. And so that's been really interesting to have a guy that's so musically inclined to play with us. It, you know, dynamically, it's been totally fine. He's a great guy to get along with. He likes to party. So
always a good thing.
Yeah, that kind of goes along with what we do a lot. So it's been working out great. Peter's awesome, and we enjoy every second he's in the band.
Now, at the around the end of May, you guys released the Magician EP, which was on vinyl.
Yeah.
Any reasoning to releasing something on vinyl versus the conventional, not really so much conventional nowadays, but CD, the dying art of compact disc?
Yeah, the plastic business card.
Yeah.
No, we, well, since the vinyl release, we've actually got two of those songs that are up on iTunes now. So for all the vinyl haters, we have that, but... vinyl's just been something we've always been, you know, kind of hot to do, and it's really expensive to make, and mm-hmm. so you have to be pretty confident that you're going to be able to make your money back, and, you know, we still haven't, but, you know, I'm sure we'll get rid of them all eventually and recoup that one. But, yeah, I just kind of started getting into vinyl myself, like, in the past year and a bit. Mm-hmm. My roommate's got a record player, and so we've all been kind of updating our collections and leeching off our parents' old collections
yeah.
and stuff, and it's just kind of a really cool way to listen to music. It's a little more of a visceral experience than just kind of popping on an iPod or whatever.
Yeah, it's a little bit more involved for the listener as well. You're
for sure, yeah.
You're right there, having to flip the record a time, and
yeah, well, it keeps you awake. That's for sure. You can't just let it play and then walk away. You got to keep your eye on it.
Speaking of, you mentioned sort of the investment that is putting out a release. You folks ran into some funding issues in February.
Yeah, I mean, most bands in Canada are familiar with, you know, the funding that's available to them as artists, and you win some and you lose some, and, you know, we were not selected for the funding for which we applied, and that's fine. You know, we battled through and, you know, found some other sources. It just kind of, you know, keeps interesting, that's for sure. Like,
yeah.
There are a few questions along the way as to whether or not we'd actually be able to afford the recording, but, you know, in the end, we prevailed, and it worked out, so...
Now, as a Canadian indie musician, do you find the political atmosphere that we are in now negatively affecting the arts and what you guys do on a daily basis?
Just in terms of like the cuts to art funding and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that has really affected the funding yet, and I'm honestly not quite involved enough in the politics of the whole music business and stuff to have felt the effects, but you know. I certainly know that, you know, there have been a lot more layoffs and stuff, but, you know, whether that's due to arts cuts or whether that's due just to the economy in general,
mm-hmm.
I don't actually know. So I don't think I can give you the most intelligent answer there that's going to make me sound like a smart guy.
That's all right. Sometimes it's better to not address something that you're not too familiar with, so you don't
yeah,
end
I
up in trouble.
Yeah, I think that's the route I'm going to take here.
Sounds good. You folks are up for the XM Verge Music Awards Artist of the Year as well. Where can people go to support you in this contest?
I can't remember the website off the top of my head. I think it's Verge Online or something. But if you just Google, you know, Verge on XM, I think they just started this program last year, and Artist of the Year gets $25,000, and Album of the Year gets $25,000, and of course, in light of recent funding on disapprovals, then it would certainly help. But we don't have our fingers crossed by any means. That's for sure.
You got to roll with the punches, and whatever happens, right?
Yeah, you just see what happens. You know, right now it's all voted by fans, so we're just kind of relying on our Facebook updates and stuff to hustle people's vote. And then after that, I think it's up to a panel of judges over at The Verge.
Cleared a path through the unusual snowfall. Our hands were cold and our hearts warm in the wet snow. Asked me if I still believe in Santa Claus. Well, Santa Claus is a very fine fellow. When we reached that frozen lake, I thought it looked like it was strong enough to stand on. Held your hands, we softly took the first step. Ignoring cracks and bubbles, we're strong swimmers. We'd be walking on water in the summer. Clouds and dark skies, clothes were damp, our skins cold to the touch. Asked ourselves if we still believe in old tales. Stories come and they go, but they come from somewhere. When we jump through that frozen lake, I thought the fire was a lovely thing to lean on. Kissed your cheek and said, God, we're strong swimmers, but if I go down, you better.
Said the Whale has an album in the works. You folks are looking at starting mixing on that middle of next month. What are there many differences musically from some of your previous releases that fans can expect on this new album?
Yeah, I think listening to our first album, there were a lot of kind of obvious references to Vancouver and stuff lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those same references exist on the new album. I think a lot of the songs are inspired by us having traveled across the country 5 or 6 times in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of feels like a little more experienced almost, or like a little more well-traveled songwriting, if that makes any sense.
Definitely, yeah.
That's something that I've kind of found interesting, like listening to the songs back after a while. And then of course sonically it's going to sound just light years better, because we're working with Howard Redekop, who's a pretty well experienced producer, and kind of teamed up with our comfort safety blanket of Tom Dobransky, who did our last record and is also just a joy to work with. So, and with both of them we spent 2 months doing the whole record, so there's just a lot more attention paid to the details of, sound, drum sound, and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot bigger sounding, that's for sure.
Now, was this the album that was recorded in the Haunted studio?
Yeah. Nothing was going wrong that month. Going right, sorry.
Yeah.
We had a tape machine in there that was just acting crazy. I think we started the recording session with 14 minutes of tape, and, by the end of the 10 days we were doing our bed tracks there, we had like 4 minutes or something.
Ooh.
We could barely fit one song on a reel. It's crazy.
Not cool.
Good thing we have such short songs.
So it's always interesting to hear the different studio and recording stories that bands experience. Either just a ghost in the machine or something to that degree that always seems to add a little bit of an imprint to at least in the band's mind to that time in recording.
There's actually a couple songs on the record that you have to listen super super close, but if you hear them, you can hear if you get right in there, you can kind of hear a little tape wow in some of them, just because that tape machine is really acting crazy, and so sometimes the piano or the bass will just go like wow,
just a little bit of a warble.
Yeah, just a little warble. So you got to listen pretty close to hear it, but certainly places the music at a certain time and place.
When it comes down to the writing procedure for you folks, how do you tackle that? Do you have a sort of set rules that a couple individuals will have their lyrics and then you come together and do it that way, or is it an overall collective when it comes to composing new music?
No, it's actually mostly just Ben and I will write completely independently of one another and kind of come to the band with a more or less completed acoustic song.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it just kind of takes its own shape through the band, and whether it's actually changing a chorus or keeping everything the same, it's totally varied. Sometimes the song will get completely changed and sometimes it'll end up very similar, but just a little more dynamic with the rest of the band there. And so it's a pretty good system so far, and but we're by no means married to any particular way of presenting songs. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Now, embracing the vinyl, the love of vinyl, you folks are also embracing, like many people have to, obviously, digital media. You have you've had some good experience with some of the videos that you have produced for Said the Whale songs. Do you care to elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. Well, last summer we just made a couple of videos in my backyard. One for The City's Mess that was just rented a bunch of animal costumes and had a keg party in my backyard, which was a real good day.
That's a great formula for a video and a good time, right?
Yeah, it was. We could have been just having a regular party; it would have been just as fun. And and then we went and did one for Curse of the Currents out on my dad's tugboat and got a bunch of dinghies out there and just started rolling around with the animal costumes there. And just sent it to the people at YouTube, and they featured The City's a Mess on the front page of YouTube, which was pretty cool, and got a bunch of views, and probably sold some digital copies, which helped, and gained some fans. So the internet is a wonderful platform for new artists, and we do our best to embrace it as best we can.
Do you feel very affected by the negative side that does come with the open technology, the ability to perhaps download leaked albums before they actually get their official tweaks and put out in their official format? Is that something that that greatly keeps you up at night, I guess?
Well, we're not making any money yet anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the lack of album sales is really affecting us hugely, except for probably slowing down our recoupment process on, album debts and stuff. In terms of albums being leaked, I don't think we have high enough profile to have an album that would get leaked. There aren't any sneaky little kids in the mastering studio, I think, that really give a shit about Said the Whale enough to go put it on BitTorrent.
Now, you folks have had the opportunity to play with, I'm assuming, some of some bands that you look up to, like just earlier this year in May with City in Color. Are there any bands that you haven't had an opportunity to play with, be them big-scale bands or just bands that you yourselves are fans of?
There's so many amazing bands in Canada, and we'd love to play with them all. And, we've been lucky enough to play with some wicked ones. Off the top of my head, I'd love to tour with Metric.
That'd be an awesome tour.
But find me a band in Canada that doesn't want to tour with Metric. So, that'd be amazing. Kind of the goal for us right now with touring is just to get ourselves in front of as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, touring with a popular band would be great. At the same time, we also just have the most fun ever kind of making friends with the band that we tour with. And, some of our best band friends have come out of just a totally random tour being set up.
Yeah.
It can be fun either way. Touring is great, and the company you keep can make it all that much better.
That's awesome. Anything else you want to get out there before we wrap it up here today? You have your new album, Islands Disappear, coming out this fall, ideally?
Yeah, it'll be out October 13th. And in the meantime, we've got a that new song of ours, Camilo, is up on iTunes along with Love Is Art. So yeah, we're just, you know, trying to hot copies online and hot copies in the vinyl format, and hopefully get on tour this fall and play as much as we can.
That's where the money, meaning whatever money touring artists can make these days, that's where the money is on getting out at the shows and selling stuff.
Yeah, it's all about touring for sure, and that's the most fun part of it anyway, so they work hand in hand.
It all leads up to experiences for future songs, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. We got an album full of it right now.
any friends in the scene, bands or anything like that, that you would like to... I actually have one last one question before I get to that one. A lot of Vancouver-based artists that I talk to have a little bit of a gripe about the current state of playing music in their hometown of Vancouver. What are your thoughts? And what are said the Whales' experiences with playing Vancouver shows?
Geez, it's honestly been nothing but good. Everybody in the scene here is, I use that term loosely. Everybody that we've played with in the Vancouver music scene here has just, you know, kind of become our best friends instantly. And there's, you know, so much talent in Vancouver. It's crazy. We've had a blast. Everyone's been super supportive, you know, helping each other with shows and, you know, kind of plugging each other on their websites or their blogs or Twitters or Facebooks or whatever. So yeah, I don't feel the hate that maybe some bands that I've heard some bands have for Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's been all positive all the time for us. So.
Excellent. Well, I'll give you a chance to plug your online addresses where people can find you if they don't already know where to find Said the Whale on the web, and also if you want to toss out some of your friends' bands that you think some people might not be aware of but they should really hear.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're up on the web at, you know, myspace.com/saidthewhale and twitter.com/saidthewhale, and we've got a Facebook page and all that stuff, so we're pretty connected on the interwebs there. Bands that we love in Vancouver, we just toured with an awesome band called the Zolas.
Oh yeah,
they're fantastic. We've got a really great record coming out in September. Our friends Hey Ocean, you know, we can't say enough good things about them. And Dan Mangan is a saint. I just went and saw a really amazing band. It used to be from Kelowna and relocated to Vancouver. They're called Yukon Blonde.
Okay.
And they're just—I think they're going to blow up. Their music is just phenomenal. And then we just made some new good friends. Another Kelowna band called We Are the City. And, you know, I'm leaving out so many amazing artists. Hannah Georges, she's all over our record. We had her sing on a bunch of songs, and, you know, she came with us on tour this summer. So as you can see, I could probably ramble on about Vancouver talent for a long time, but there's a lot of it, and it's all worth checking out.
Sweet deal. Well, Tyler, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day to talk to The Grind here today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris.
So that's Tyler Bancroft from Said the Whale, EP out right now, The Magician. You can get that digitally on iTunes. Head over to myspace.com/saidthewhale and find out some links there. Or if you're a vinyl fan, pick that up. It's going to be a collector's item, I think. Also, new album coming out in the fall, Islands Disappear. Look for that. Tyler, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, man. I'll catch you later. Enjoy your game.
All right, thanks, man.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
You see, and I like to show her life is always real. Camilo, that's where you come in, my friend. Show me your secrets, show me all of them. I promise I won't say a word again. And as long as I'm alive, I'll be the best. Tight. I'll make both sides head so when you decide, you'll have complete control of your whole life. Camilo, that's where you come in. Be my assistant, be my right hand man. We'll find a place between fact and fiction. And as long as
That song right there was Camellio from Said the Whale. And in the midst of our chat with Tyler, we heard another Said the Whale song entitled Strong Swimmers. Well, it's about that time that we dip into the mailbox and see what we have to showcase today. As I said off the top of the show, all three of these artists are Canadian. All three are from Ontario. Actually, the whole show's Canadian. How's that for CanCon on the old internet, hey? Well, this next band is from Hamilton. Last year, they beat out 7,000 other Canadian bands for this title. The title I'm talking about is Bodog's Battle Champion in Bodog Entertainment's Battle of the Bands. This is 40 Sons, previously entitled 40 Sons and Daughters. 40 Sons with The Only Witness.
A dark king, a dark throne, a dark dream to destroy the world. But don't concern yourself with this. There's never a day where to analyze, to stay inside, to turn your head and shut your eyes. You keep it locked inside your face, but you're the only witness. Perfect love you believe is free. The dark world will unfold. It seems you are alone. So you rise up and make a fist. A bigger dream so limitless. Don't back down and don't resist. 'Cause you're the only witness. Dark throne, a dark dream to destroy the world. Don't concern yourself with this. The only witness.
Sons with The Only Witness. As I mentioned right before I went into the song, the band was previously called 40 Sons and Daughters, and all of these songs that we'll be playing today are off of an EP of the same name, self-titled, four-song EP. Let's get to another one. This is 40 Sons, My Perfect Enemy.
Get me through this
down. I can't face this world around me. You've become my perfect enemy. Found you, I need your sweet embrace. This rage inside me will need just one last taste. She's underneath me, my perfect enemy, and she.
My Enemy, a song from a four-piece rock outfit out of Hamilton, Ontario, called 40 Sons. You can find these guys on the web, myspace.com/40sons. If you are in beautiful British Columbia, perhaps even Saskatoon or even Alberta, you're in luck if you want to catch these guys. At the end of the month, they'll be hitting up Kimberley, BC, starting out a tour where they go out to Regina and make their way back into Vanderhoof. So, West Coast fans of 40 Sons, 40 Sons and Daughters, you guys are in luck in the next month or so. This next song from 40 Sons is the last one we're going to spin from them. This is called Find the One.
Help me find the one who could be just like you. Death is on a smiling face of every child they pass. Those who fight will gently be sedated. Line the streets and march, and now march until they win. Bombs dropping on our head, killing those who say, help me find the one who could be.
And following that 40 Suns song, Find the One, we heard one from the next From the Mailbox band. Ministry of Zen is their name. They're a four-piece coming out of London, Ontario. That song was entitled Anthem. This next song is the band's single, currently getting some radio play across Canada. This is Ministry of Zen with Another Ride. Great song. Coming up next, another one from Ministry of Zen. Find them on the web, myspace.com/ministryofzen. Or find them in Ontario. They're playing some sporadic dates throughout the next month. If you're there, check them out. This one is called Caged.
Trigger! Somehow I don't care.
Up next, for those of you who like a little bagpipe with their rock, this is Mudman with Lift of the Kilt. Of the Kilt, that was the Mudman, coming from the very Scottish city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I guess there would be some Scots there. I'm not sure how many. It's a very diverse population there in Toronto. Probably not as many Scots as you would find in the Maritimes in Canada, or I guess the obvious location would be in Scotland. But these dudes definitely do a good job of weaving the Celtic sound into their rock. This is, let's get to another one from them. It's a good drinking song. It's a good party song. So I'm going to dedicate it to you and your weekend. This is to you, the Punk Radio Cast listeners, checking out the grind right now. And especially going out to Taryn. This is Mudman with Raise a Pint on the Grind, Volume 52.
Raise a pint to you and to me, to all of your friends and family, to good times and bad times that get in the way. Raise a pint to you and to me. We'll be right back.
Raise a Pint with the Mudmen. We've got one more song left from you from them in From the Mailbox. We've also got one more song left in Volume 52 of The Grind. That being said, we're going to leave you off on a high note. I'll catch you guys next Volume of The Grind, Volume 53. I can't reveal what it's going to be. It's going to be good, though. Let's do it up right with some bagpipes in your ears. This is the Mudmen with Piper's Rant. See you guys next time.